Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Amen. Amen. There we go. Now we in there. Amen. Y'all know I was, whew, Jesus. Always got to be something going on around here. Anyway, it is Friday. It's your boy, your host, Mr. L. King, and Take a Limits Off is on the air. We've been on the air. I just couldn't get on, but we are on the air live from your West Side Studios located here down on the third floor. I said down. Yeah, I did. Down on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, and man, it is going to be a good time today. I hope y'all ready. I know I am. I'm excited. It's Praise Break Friday. Y'all know how we do. We have us a good time on Praise Break Friday, and I hope y'all ready to have one too. Today's topic of conversation is going to be good. Y'all ready for this? Why the church is not for perfect people. Ain't nobody going to say amen, but I said myself. Why the church is not for perfect people. That's going to be the topic of conversation today. We're going to jump all into that thing as soon as we can, but we just going to have a good time in the Lord today. If y'all don't mind, let me give you the rundown of how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1 and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that is area code 347-934-0546. We would love to hear from you all that way. If you are want to email the show, you can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you all that way. If you are on social media, if you want to tweet the show, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you all as that way. The live streams, I think we good. Yes, sir. We good. Yeah. That's awesome. The live streams are up and running. Let me just move that. The live streams are up and running. You can find us right there, ustream.tv, ustream.tv. Looking forward to hearing from you all that way, ustream.tv. That's where we are. Just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. Again, that's ustream.tv. You can find us there. And then Facebook Live. Y'all coming on in the room now. Act like you know somebody. Now, y'all get on in here. Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us right there. Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. And we would love to, we like when y'all participate. Y'all come on in the room. Y'all know the song. Jesus is my doctor, and he writes out all my scripture. He gives me all my medicine in the room. Come on, somebody. Y'all go back like y'all don't know the song. But that's how you can find us there. And then please subscribe to our podcast. Do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon. And we would love to hear from you that way. Let me move this monitor over here so I can see what y'all are saying to me over here on the Facebook. Amen. Let me move that. There we go. Facebook.com. Again, you can subscribe to our podcast. Do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there on any of your podcast media. However you find blogs, however you get what you need to get, you can just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon. Looking forward to hearing from y'all today. Hey, y'all, look, man, as always, I'm excited, man. Look, I'm going to go ahead and put this out there right now. It's almost time for When Shepherds Worship. I got my tickets, and I'm ready. Now, watch this. They were going to charge $15 at the door, but I was talking with Pastor Garrett last night and Pastor Fred Wilson last night. They decided against that, so the tickets are still $10. You can still get them on Eventbrite right now for When Shepherds Worship. You can still get them on Eventbrite right now. It's When Shepherds Worship. That is the price. It's tonight. At 311 East 95th Street, 311 East 95th Street. That is the Temple of Glory International Church. That's where we will be tonight. That's where we're going to be tonight. Looking forward to seeing y'all in the house. I hope some of my Chicago folks are going to be here tonight. Pastor Parks, I don't know what you got going on tonight, man. Y'all to come through. If you're going to come through, let me know. I got a ticket for you. I can hold a ticket for you at the door, man, if you plan on coming through to win Shepherd's Worship tonight. Y'all already know the plan. It is Pastor Daniel Garrett, Pastor Frederick Wilson, Pastor Russell Harris, and Pastor Anthony Tyler. It's pastors, y'all. It's going to be a good time tonight. I'll be there at 7:30. My plan is to be there and not to be late. Y'all pray for me. My plan is to be there and not to be late. They say they start on time, and I'm going to trust them at their word that they start on time. And I will be there, and I'm looking forward to seeing some of y'all in the house tonight. Again, those tickets are only $10. But, hey, look, if y'all coming, let me know. I was able to get some tickets from the brothers. I bought my own tickets. Let me say that right now. They didn't give me nothing free. But if y'all trying to come to this here event, you're more than welcome to do so. But those of you from the TTLO family, if y'all plan on coming, let me know, and I can have some for you at the door. Amen, 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 amen. It's going to be a good time, man. I am just excited about it. I had the brothers on last week, Friday. Had a couple of them on, Pastor Daniel Garrett and Pastor Frederick Wilson. And it's just going to be a good time, man. I'm excited to just to sit back and hear some good gospel music. I'm excited to see these teenagers play this music tonight, man. I'm excited to hear these teenagers do this music tonight. I'm just excited about this thing, man. It's going to be just a good time in the Lord, and I'm just excited about that, and I hope you all are too. And if, like I said, if you get a chance, come out tonight. Join us at the Temple of Glory International Church. The Temple of Glory International Church, that's on the south side, 311 East 95th Street. Now, since I'm right over there on 95th Street, I guess tonight would be a good excuse for me to get me some, what's the name of the place, the ribs, because I've been trying to get some ribs, I feel like, for 6 months, even though I just made it up in my head, but I feel like I've been trying to get some for a while now. Tanya, what's the name of the rib joint I'm trying to go to? Because I can't think of it again over there. But that's the one I'm trying to get me something from. And I need, I mean, since I'm going to be over there, I might as well get me something, if y'all know what I mean. That's my plan. That's my goal. I'm going to get me something while I'm over that way. Amen. 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 But it's going to be good, y'all. It's going to be good. I'm excited about it. Y'all come on in, man. Y'all popping on in the room on Facebook Live. I see y'all coming on in. Please hit the share button. Y'all know what to do. Hit the share button. I don't like folks to miss. Folks come in and then they won't know what I'm talking about because I start right away. I don't, you know, a lot of people when they get on Facebook Live, and here's the deal. I'm on a radio broadcast, right? Facebook Live, I'm going to say this again, is a secondary medium for us. Actually, it was third because we had Ustream before we had Facebook. So it's actually a third medium for us. So we have to start our conversation when we go live on the radio. Blog Talk is where we start, so I just start talking. So folk come in, and they want to know what we're talking about. They popping in late on Facebook, and they don't know. But again, I want to put it out there again. It's tonight when Shepherd's Worship, 311 East 95th Street. Tanya, what's the name of the rib place? Please help me out. But I'm going to get me something to rib. I'm going to get me something while I'm on my way, before I went on my way home tonight from the place. I just can't think of the name of the place. Y'all pray for me because my mind is bad. Too much stuff happening right now for me to figure it out. But I'm gonna be, since I'm over that way, I think I'm over that way, if I ain't mistaken. I think I'm over that way. If I'm close enough, I'm going to make me a little stop and get me something. Amen, amen, amen. I see something about, yeah. So we're going to definitely do that, man. It's going to be a good time. I had a good time talking with those guys last night, man. Let me tell y'all something last night. So y'all know, for those of you who don't know, first time listening to the show, late time listening to the show, yes, Temple of Glory International Church. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the rib joint that's over there by the church. I'm talking about after the concert. I need to know what the name of the rib joint is. I'm waiting on Tanya to tell me something. Are you there? What's the name of the rib joint? Help a brother out. But anyway, I am trying to. So last night for those of you who don't know, I'm in the process of, I just started a doctoral program with Liberty University, started back in end of September. So the classes have now moved up. I do classes on Tuesday night and on Thursdays. And so last night we got the first, it's been just a lot of reading that's been going on and just some group discussions and some group activities. But last night, y'all pray for it, brother. We got the first real, real assignment. And that's this 24-page paper that's due on January, I believe it's the 21st. at 12 a.m. You know how they do. 12 a.m. It's got to be in by 12 a.m. on the 21st, which really means it's due on the 20th. And you're writing this paper. It's a group thing, which I'm not real good at the group thing. Y'all know what I mean? If it's mine, I'll get it done, and I can get it done. And if it fails, it's on me. And if it's great, it's great, it's on me. But either way, it's on me. But part of this group deal is we're all taking up a portion of it. And we're going to submit our works to each other, and then we're going to submit the finished works on or by the 20th of January. And it's on hermeneutics. For those of you who don't know, y'all like, what? yeah, so that's what it is. And for those of you who don't know, hermeneutics is simply, it's just a theory and mythology of like interpretation of biblical text. That's all it is. It's the theory and methodology of interpretation, especially the interpretation of biblical text, literature, and philosophical discussion. So that's what that is. We have to do this. And man, I am not, I can tell you right now, mentally, I'm just not there. I'm gonna get there, but mentally, I'm just not there. It's just a lot of stuff going on. These things going on here at my church are slowly winding down. In a week or two, they'll reach their apex, and then I can get that stuff off my mind, and then I can move on to normalcy. But you know, depending on how that works out, it'll never be normal. So, but yeah, it's a lot going on. There are five books strictly for this one particular class that I have to finish, but it's good though. You know what? I love it. I do love the reason I do that. I don't mind it, even though it is a lot. And I'll just say this: it is a lot. It is a strain. But the reason I don't know, because anything that's going to get me closer to God, and I'll say this again: anything that's going to get me closer to God, I'm not going to fight it. You know what I'm saying? Anything that's going to put me in better communication and then make me better to communicate his word more effectively to others, then that thing I am going to not just do it to get it done, but I'm going to do it because I understand the purpose and I understand the outcome. So my goal is to do what I'm doing, man. And if God says so, in 2019, I'm not one who requests that you call me by my title, but don't, you know, I will say this. I will put it on my business card. I will put, hey, Tanya, get ready to make them new business cards, though. Get ready. I will put it on my business card. Amen. I will do that. I would like to see it and it be official. To see that whole thing. If nothing else, I think I want to do it so my mama can see it, because she gets a kick out of it. So if for nothing else, I'm going to finish this thing, for one, so God can get the glory, but for two, that my mama can see it and she can have that thing, and it'll say Dr. King, and it'll be legit. And as my good friend and mentor, Dr. Gerald M. Dew and Dr. Julie M. Spencer like to say, we will be earned doctorates, not bought. There is a difference. There is a difference. Amen. Amen. Earned, not honorary, not post whatever, not certificate, but earned. Amen. And I'm on. That's my goal. And you know what? Here's the thing about that. People can say what they want to say about you. But when you continue your education and you do the things to continue to elevate your mental capacity, and then your spiritual to elevate your mental capacity and your mental man, it only enhances your spiritual man, and I'm just excited about that, man. So it's gonna be a good time. So check this out, y'all. How you doing, Kathleen? How y'all doing? Let me speak to the people on Facebook Live. Yvonne Woods, God bless you. Pat Hicks, I see you. What's going on, Pat Hicks? Stanley Cornell, Shelby Harris, Sonia Lede, Cornelius Parks. What's going on, sir? Let me know what you're gonna do tonight, man. If you're gonna come through, Sean Stanton, Angela Janice Williams, Reggie Price, Angela Johnson, James. Who is that? I just saw a name. It just be James Horn. God bless you, sir. Kathleen Savon. God bless you. Who is this? Kimyatta Thompson, Pastor Rich Etta Weathersby. Angela says, "What? For the first time in 20 years, I'm thinking about it." You know what? I'll say this, and I've said this before. If it wasn't for the scholarship, I wouldn't be going. Because honestly, I had no desire to go. I'll say that again. If it was not for the scholarship, I would not be attending. It's never been something that I thought I would need. Don't get me wrong. I would have continued to study, but I would have done it at my own pace. But again, you never look the gift horse in the mouth. I don't refuse blessings when God sends them my way. So I'm thankful for what He did send my way. And so the scholarship that I was awarded, I'm going to take full advantage of it. Amen. I'm going to take full advantage of it, and such. So it's just good, man. It's just good. It's good, 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 good. Amen. Amen. So, hey, a lot of stuff. I just saw this today. So I don't know if y'all know this. Y'all know I try not to get too political too much. But a lot of things are going on. Apparently the House and the Senate are getting ready to pass this horrible tax plan that's going to do us a whole lot of damage. It's going to limit our state deductions, meaning what you get for your house, what you get for your property, what you get for your income property. I want to let y'all know this tax plan is going to, if you are in the middle class, if you're in the middle class or even the lower middle class, this tax plan that they're trying to pass or they're getting ready to pass is going to harm us big time because they don't care. Immediately, the first thing you can see is that the millionaires are going to get tax cuts. The billionaires are going to get tax cuts. Companies are going to get tax cuts. But the regular folk, the everyday people, those of you who work 9 to 5 and, 10 to 6 and 11 to 7 and whatever else schedules you work, there's no breaks in this thing for you. They claim they're going to give you a higher deduction. They're going to plan on doubling the standard deduction. But what they're going to do is they're going to take that back in the state taxes. So either way, you're going to get hurt. And then they're taking out a lot of other things that we're deducted at some point, and we don't have this because no one has actually read the information. We haven't seen it. They have not made it public. But one of the things that I hear that they're trying to take away is the charitable contribution piece. So those of you who deduct your charitable contributions, for example, your tithes and your offerings, your donations to the Red Cross, your donations to other non-for-profit agencies, they're trying to take those things away as well. So I don't know if y'all know this, but this is something, and unfortunately they have the votes to do it, to get it passed. They really do. They have the votes to get it passed because of the, because of what's going on in the House and the Senate. But y'all need to be paying attention to this. And this president we have, this guy named Trump, Donald J, rather. But this guy, Donald Trump, he's already made it known that the IRS, he's spoken with the IRS, and they said that this stuff would go live February. So it wouldn't affect this year's tax returns. But you would start to see the change immediately in your February. So meaning whatever you get at work and everything else, yeah, you may see a couple of extra dollars in your take-home pay. But you'll pay for it at the end. And that's not going to be good. That's not going to be good. And he has this whole mentality, man, that this this whole trickle-down mentality belief that this stuff is just going to – that because you're giving breaks to businesses that they're immediately going to start hiring people. That's not going to be the case. He has this thought process that all of a sudden these companies are going to start hiring people because he's giving them all these tax breaks. And what we found before and in the past, these people have proven in the past that they can't be trusted to do that. They're going to take this money and they're going to be you're going to take this money. And they're going to take this money, and they're going to use it to pad their pockets. They're going to use it to increase their bottom lines. They're not thinking about the little man. They're not thinking about you. They're not thinking about me. They're not thinking about your grandparents. They're not thinking about your kids that are in college right now. None of that stuff is being thought about. And it's really unfortunate that because of politics, and I'll go back, and this is where I blame both parties. And I blame the Democratic Party for even allowing us to get into this situation, because a lot of the stuff that needed to get done, we didn't get done. We could have got it done in Barack Obama's first 4 years in office when we still had control over the House and the Senate. And because of petty infighting and because of whose name was on what, we missed out on a lot of those things. And then we end up losing the House, and then we end up losing the Senate. And then everything else at that point became simple things that were written into law instead of things that were passed into law. So it's just so much stuff, man. It's very upsetting. But the reason I brought this up was because I want to share this with you all. Donald Trump is hilarious, and I say that without any equivocation. He is hilarious. Nominated all these people to be federal judges. I'm not talking about the ones to the Supreme Court. I'm talking about to the state and the state judges, these federal state judges. And he's nominated a bunch of these people, and they have been passing through. Without any issues. They have been passing through without any type of fights, without any type of fighting or anything. And these people are the people who are going to sit on your courts. These are the people who are sentencing African Americans and other minorities to these horrific prison times, and it's just, you know, it's saddening. But the reason I wanted to bring it up was because on his last nomination that he tried to pass, he tried to send these people through that it was absolutely, it was amazing. The guy that he's tried to send through has never worked a case in a courtroom. He's never adjudicated a case. He's never worked with a jury. He's never worked with witnesses or anything. But you send this guy through to be a federal judge. You're sending this guy through to be a federal judge. And wait a minute, he's so bad, Even the Republicans have questions. Even the Republicans have questions. It's so sad. It's so sad that even they have questions. I mean, I'm waiting to try to play this clip for y'all. If it'll play, I'm not sure if it'll play. Tanya, please let me know if this plays. But it is just amazing to me that these people, these unqualified people that he's trying to put in place, and watch this, these are lifetime appointments. These are lifetime appointments that he's doing. These aren't like small appointments. I want to try to play some of this for y'all. Okay, I asked because you, okay. I'm going to try to play some of this for y'all. Give me a moment here. Let me see if this works. Because it's rather sad when you hear it. I was trying to play this for you guys, but I'm apparently the sound is not working on the radio side, so I'm gonna have to wait. But you, for those of you on the on the social media side, y'all may have gotten the gist of it. It's absolutely sad that the guys who he's interviewing, they've never done any jury trial work, but he's about to make them federal judges. Federal judges. But I guess he figures like this. If he can be unqualified to be president, then he can put unqualified people on the bench. Right? If he can be unqualified and be president, then he can put unqualified people on the bench. Should we not be surprised if that's the case? It's really unfortunate, but when you get a chance, man, go to CNN's website or any of the news websites and just pull this thing up about Donald Trump's nominees. And it's just, I mean, these are basic questions he was asked, and he had no clue. This one particular nominee, Matthew Spencer Peterson, had no clue on how to answer just basic questions, had never even taken a deposition before, but you a judge. I mean, how sad is that? How sad is that? Anyway, y'all, so look, I just wanted to share that with you all. Wanted to give you all a little bit of that. A little bit more news I saw today. Mario Batali has been fired from ABC News. I just saw that as I was getting ready to come in, or I was listening to it on the radio. He's been fired from ABC. Not surprising with all of the stuff that came out about him and his, unfortunately, and all the harassment claims that have come out. ABC went ahead and fired him and released him today from the show The Chew. So you won't see him in his orange clogs and whatever else anymore. But I'm not going to say it's sad because of what he did, because there's no excuse for that. I'm just saying it's sad that careers are being ruined over stupidity. I'm going to just say that like that. It's sad that careers are being ruined over stupidity. And I'm talking about the cases where these are legitimate issues. I'm not talking about somebody making up a story or doing anything else. I'm talking about legitimate issues with these legitimate claims. Mario Batali, he was fired for sexual harassment. He had about 6 or 7 people have came forth from his restaurant business and some other industries that he's involved in, and they came out and came out against him. I'm not sure if you guys knew that or not, but that's really sad, man. It's sad that this continues to happen and at the pace it is happening. And you got to recognize, and I say this, I do applaud the women. I do applaud the women that have come forward, and because it does take courage. It takes courage to do that, regardless of the fact. And let me say this. I applaud everybody who comes forward, because I'm sure there are some men who have not come forward who have probably been harassed. But it's just a little bit much. But let me give you this from Tavis Smiley. Tavis Smiley, you all know Tavis Smiley. It says PBS is indefinitely suspending distribution of the late night talk show Tavis Smiley after multiple misconduct allegations emerged against the show's 53-year-old host, PBS announced on Wednesday. While a statement from PBS spokeswoman did not say what sort of misconduct was alleged, PBS NewsHour on its website said the allegations involved sexual misconduct. In a Facebook video posted early Thursday morning, Smiley said he was shocked to hear PBS' sudden announcement and intends to fight back against the network's so-called investigation. He said he has the utmost respect for all women and celebrates the courage of those who have come forth of late to share their own truth. He says, "Let me also assure you that I have never groped, inappropriately exposed myself, or coerced any colleague in the workplace ever in my 30-year career." He says, if having a consensual relationship with a colleague years ago is the stuff that leads to this kind of public humiliation and personal destruction, heaven help us. He added in a written statement posted on Facebook, in a statement, PBS said it had engaged an outside law firm to conduct an investigation immediately after learning of troubling allegations regarding Mr. Smiley. This investigation included interviews with witnesses as well as with Mr. Smiley. The inquiry uncovered multiple credible allegations of conduct that is inconsistent with the values and standards of PBS. And the totality of this information led to today's decision. The first was reported by Variety on Wednesday afternoon. The probe revealed allegations that Smiley had engaged in sexual relationships with multiple subordinates, Variety reported, citing unnamed sources. Some witnesses expressed concern that their employment status was linked to the status of a sexual relationship with Smiley. Variety reported they described the long-term TV personality as creating a very abusive and threatening environment and raised concerns about retaliation, according to Variety. Let me say this. I know from my years in the corporate world and having to take several sexual harassment classes because if you work for any reputable or credible company, this is going to be something that's discussed. And after the it was during the I remember being at Comcast during the Anita Hill Clarence Thomas situation. I also remember being at Comcast during the Bill Clinton situation, and there, and even at Chase and other areas. And one of the things they said was this: even if you have even if you have a consensual relationship with a subordinate, you can get yourself in trouble. I'll say that again. I'm just telling you what I know based off my years in the corporate world and based off of years of being part of human resources and everything else and being part of that world. Even if you have, they frown against it, because as long as you are in a position of power, this applies to men and women. I'll give you a very good example. If you are a female manager and you are sleeping with your male subordinate, and even if he came on to you and you sleep with him, if later on he decides to say, you know what, I didn't get that promotion because we were dating and then we broke up, and now he or she won't promote me because I stopped sleeping with him or her, you are in trouble. I don't care. You did not abuse. You did not grope. You did not do any of those things. But I'm just going to tell y'all what I know to be true. You don't have a leg to stand on. That's why the term fraternization in the workplace is so relevant to today's time. You have to be so careful. And now I saw a friend of the show, Pastor Storrs, put up a Facebook post the other day, and man, I saw that thing and I was like, oh my God, but I understood where he was coming from. And he made this post. I'm waiting for my computer to come up with this post so I can share it with you all. But it's one of those things where you got to be careful. This day and age, and I'll say this, I'm not talking about the claims that are legit, but this day and age, a false claim can cost you your career. A false claim can cost you your career. And it's just one of those things where you just got to be, everything that you do, any and everything that you do can cost you. Here's the post that a friend of the show, Clarence Storrs, posted earlier today, or yesterday, actually. It says this. He says, unless it's my wife, daughter, or biological sisters, he says, I will no longer smile at women. He says, I will no longer hug women. I will no longer joke with women. I will no longer compliment women. He says, I will no longer hold the door open for women. He says, I will no longer meet with women without witnesses. Am I missing anything? I mean, here's the deal. If you're just a regular guy, like if you a subordinate and you work with other females and y'all all subordinates, you can hold the door, you can crack jokes, you can do all that. But you probably can't even crack a joke anymore. Excuse me. The workplace environment has changed. It has changed. It's one of these things where you got to be very, very careful. And I'll say this, and y'all know, and ladies, please back me up. Don't leave me out here hanging. Women flirt just as much as men do, if not more. Ain't nobody gonna help me. I know ain't nobody gonna help me. And please understand. Please help me. And think about your workplace right now. I know I have a lot of female friends in the workplace that work in positions, and they work around men and vice versa. Got a lot of brothers in the workplace who work around a lot of women. The workplace is changing. The workplace is changing. And again, yes, some things are just jokes. But this day and age, you're probably better off keeping the joke to yourself. This day and age, and y'all can help me out. You want to tune, you want to chime in, you can. You want to call into the show, area code 347-934-0546. Again, area code 347-934-0546. If you want to email me, email the show. Did that thing just come down? Email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. I don't know how that just happened. But you can definitely find us right there. Email the show, takinglimitsoff@comcast.net. I just find that, man, it's just really, really sad that that's what took place. And unfortunately, there's not much that can be done about it other than just deal with it and keep your comments to yourself. That's pretty much all you can do is keep your comments to yourself, because this day and age, this time that we live in right now, it's probably not going to be wise for you. It's not going to be wise for you to do that. Amen. I don't know why my little sign just fell back there. So y'all give me a minute, man. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to fix this because I can't have that thing hanging behind me looking crazy like that. I don't know where that happened at. But we'll be right back, y'all. TTLO. Y'all know I can't deal with that stuff. We really need to figure out why that happened. So we're going to get it together, y'all. Be right back. Crazy sign falling down like that while I'm trying to do this. But let's talk about it. Let me see. Angela, what'd you say? Angela says, my peer here at American State says, Angie. let me say this. Danny says, our preachers are in trouble right now before nobody reported. But now it's the season of destroying leaders. And hear me, some folks are long overdue for being exposed. This is your warning. You know what? Angela, I'm going to say it like this. Because I'm gonna move on, but yeah, there is a time, and here's the deal, and I'll put it out there like this, even if you are a pastor, there's this great article, and we're gonna do it on Monday, myself and Pastor Parks. I found the article the other day. It's about being a single pastor, you open your door is open for more controversy and more scrutiny than any. And that's going to be something that we talk about. But, you know, you don't get to – it doesn't matter when you do it. If stuff happened before you became pastor, if it happened during your pastor, it could have happened when you was out in the world. It does not matter. People will come back and do whatever. In some cases, now don't get me wrong. If you assaulted somebody, let me make sure I'm clear. Because I don't want no ambiguity. I don't want y'all saying I'm taking people's sides and I'm doing all this stuff. If you assaulted somebody, I'll say it again to make sure I'm real clear. I want no mess. I want no drama. But if you assaulted somebody, right, please know this. You should be in jail. Please know this. You should be in jail. If you had to drug somebody to get something, you should be in jail. If you had to get somebody drunk to get something, you should be in jail. I'm not talking about that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about are those people who had maybe I'm wrong, and please don't attack me. But y'all feel free to speak openly. Again, the phone number, the call-in number is area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. 347-934-0546. You want to call me in and share your opinion with me, feel free to do so. But that's the phone number. You are welcome to call in. But here's the deal. I'm talking about those of you who have had consensual relationships with people, whether you are in leadership in a church or leadership in a business or whatever, whether you could be the head janitor. I don't care what it is. And your livelihood, your career, everything that you hold dear will be in jeopardy. Angela John says, if you're a leader and you know someone who did in your church sexually luring girls, I'm talking about you leaders, you know you are guilty too. Yeah. And then if you know it was happening, and that's a big one for me, because the leaders who knew it was happening, it's just like the people who said they weren't surprised about Matt Lauer at the Today Show, and the chefs who said they weren't surprised about Mario Batali. But why didn't you say anything? See, that what irritates me the most is people who come out. I wasn't surprised. I'm not surprised. I can tell you right now, and I'll be honest with y'all, as usual. If some stuff came out about some preachers here in Chicago, I guarantee you there would be some other preachers and pastors here in Chicago that simply would come out. You would hear these words, "Well, I ain't surprised," and then you would see people posting stuff on Facebook where you had heard. Let me explain something to you. If you had heard somebody that something, now watch this. I'm not saying spread rumors. It's not what I'm saying. But when 10, 11, 12, 13 people come and tell you the same story about the same person, you might want to say, you know, there could be a problem. You might want to say there could be an issue. You know what I'm saying? You may want to just open up your mouth and say something, but I said that because I'm telling you right now, don't be surprised. Don't look crazy. Don't start to act funny. But there's going to come a time you're going to start to hear names of people and preachers and leaders, prominent leaders. Some of these names are probably going to come out. And to be honest with you, I said this to somebody the other day. I guarantee you there's probably some checks. If the only reason the names are not going to come out is because some checks have been written. Now, y'all ain't going to hear me, but y'all know I'm telling the truth. The only reason some names, you'll never hear some names, is because some checks have been written and some checks have been cashed. There's been some exchanging of some funds, if you will. Huh? I'm just telling you. We need to be very, very careful. So, you know, and that's why some churches are so protective of their church, because see, you know, it's one thing to blemish the pastor. It's another thing to put that blemish on the church, because you never want to be that church. Well, that was the church that had the pastor that, you know, Or that was the church that had the deacon that, you know. Or that was the church that had the lady who did, you know. You don't, you never want that title. You never want that stigma over the Lord's church. So maybe we need to be a little bit more careful. And I'll say this to my prominent leaders. And I'll say it like this. Those of you who know what your brother is doing, your so-called accountability partner. Now, what's done is done. I'm not saying you can't take back nothing that's done. But what you can do is go to your brother or your sister, because some of you female pastors and stuff, y'all have heard the stories too. And you know the ones that are truthful. You have heard them too. It might be time for you to pull your brother or your sister to the side and say, okay, they you know, because here's the deal. The way these investigations go is they start, by the time they get to you, if you're the person being accused, by the time they get to you, let me help you out. Trust me, they've already asked other people. They've already asked other people. So when you come to your brother and you let your brother know, look, man, I just got a phone call and they're asking me questions. And I know for a fact, just like you know that I know that you know that I know that you know that I know. You might want to go ahead and try to get in front of this thing. Yeah. You might well go and lay this out on the altar, Doc. Because unfortunately, that's the situation. That's the time that we live in, where you just can't sit back. You just can't come and sit back and try to and do nothing. Now, if your name is being smeared and your name is being misused, absolutely, you fight. Look here, you fight until you can't fight no more. And it's one of those conversations, you know, with all this going on, it just popped in my head. And Tanya, please chime in if you can, if you're able. But even my sister Angela, you know, she's both in the church as a leader in the church, but she's also has a secular job, and I'm sure she can give us some experience. And I don't want to have this conversation in here, me being the only guy live right now on this radio show and live on Facebook and everywhere else right now. But you know, maybe that's a discussion that we can have about, you know, the Bible talks about refraining from the appearance of evil. You know, y'all, I mean, come on now. So I mean, if we don't take nothing else, keep yourselves out of those situations. Don't allow yourselves to be in those situations. When I like what Pastor Storrs put up here, you know, it's just like I remember this conversation because of my I remember during my question and answer session, this was a question that came up. You know, well, because you know, because of your marital situation and you're not being married, you know, what would happen if a female member wanted to have a meeting with you, you know, and it was an emergency and it was right after church and she wanted to have a meeting with you in your office. And I said, and then my answer was real simple and plain. I'm going to grab a mother of the church or a deaconess in the church or a female or another woman in the church that I can trust, or it will be two other people in the room. It will be someone else in the room, because I understood that from the corporate world. Even in the corporate world, if you were a manager, and at the time I remember I had over 150 employees when I was at Comcast, and under my direct supervision, managers, supervisors, and employees, right? And so anytime there was a disciplinary action that took place, if my supervisors had to discipline someone, they always had to grab a manager to go in the room with them. And then if it was a female in the room, we didn't close the for one, we sat on opposite sides of the desk. We never sat next to. So if someone was sitting here and she was already in, and if I was sitting here, I would never come and sit. You never wanted to give even an inference. You never wanted to give an inference of impropriety. So you avoid that. So those are rules you would absolutely take into the church. Someone calls you, a member of your church calls you and tells you, hey, I'm at my house and I'm locked out. Or I can't do this. Can somebody come and help me? And you, Deacon so-and-so, you better call Deacon so-and-so to go with you. Or if you have or take somebody with you. I know pastors who've gotten phone calls and they took their wives with them to Sister so-and-so's house. Said, we on our way. Because you don't know. Y'all real quiet because y'all acting like y'all know what I'm talking about. But I'm just saying I know how these things work, and it works both ways. If you're a single man, if you're a single woman, guess what? It works both ways. Now we haven't heard about any women being exposed yet, but it's probably coming. It's probably coming. Most men ain't going to say anything because they'll be ashamed of it. The only guys that's probably going to say it is if you, you know, I mean, honestly, right now, if you hear anything about a guy coming out saying that he was harassed by a woman, it's probably because I ain't being funny because he's been quiet all this time. He's trying to get a couple dollars. Huh? What? He's trying to get a couple dollars. So I'm just wondering, man. It at some point, it's only going to get worse before it gets better. The exposure is going to continue to happen. The conversations every day, it's probably going to continue to happen. And until we do something, and until the culture changes, until. You know, people start, and unfortunately, it's a lot of learned behavior that we're going to have to change. It's a lot of learned behavior that has to change, and in the meantime, some people are going to be some people are going to be affected, and some careers and things are going to be lost. In the process. So anyway, it's just one of those things, man. We, you know, I'm gonna say this to my brothers who are in leadership, my sisters who are in leadership, my brothers who go to work every day, and you think you have a good rapport with your employees. Who happen to be male and or female, my female friends who are in leadership, and you think you have a good rapport with your employees, male and female, change the conversation. Keep it simple. And some people may say, oh, now he got an attitude, or you too good enough to sit down and talk to us, and it's not that. It's not that. They just need to know that you know what, these types of conversations and little jokes and innuendos and all that stuff, it's no longer feasible. Even if it was mutual, even if the joking was mutual, even if you didn't start the joking, it's no longer feasible. I'm telling you now, for the sake of your ministries, for the sake of your careers, and for some, for the sake of your families, leave it be. The joke ain't that funny. Look, tell it at home. Tell it at home. I'm just trying to tell you, it ain't that funny. Tell it at home, because by the time you get through paying for lawyers and everything else, man, look here. I'm just trying to help somebody. Tell your joke at home. Tell your joke at home. Amen. Amen. Look, y'all, I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to jump into today's conversation. If you want to chime in, let me check the email to make sure I ain't miss nothing. I think I'm having some communication issues, but I'm going to check this email real quick to make sure I ain't missed nothing. Let's see. Okay, good. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into Angela says, if a guy looks at me the wrong way and I've stared and I've been stared at by church leaders, I don't go back. Amen. Amen. I agree. I agree. I know one of the sisters, I think Sister Gail Rice, posted on Pastor Storrs' comments that she was offered preaching opportunities. And those opportunities were based on the fact of if she would go out to lunch or dinner with a said pastor. And that's crazy. That's crazy. That's really unfortunate that that's the time that we live in. Yeah, Sister Gail Rice, she put that on Pastor Storrs' page yesterday, that she knows that she has probably missed out on some preaching opportunities because she refused to go out to lunch or to dinner with the pastor of the church who was going to offer her the opportunity to come and preach or teach if she would go out to lunch or to dinner. You know, that's just wrong on so many levels, on so many levels, on so many levels. And you ought to be, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And the thing is too, is this, and I would say this to Sister Gail Rice. I know it's hard because you don't want to be that person, but expose the Negroes. Expose them, because the first thing they'll say is, well, she a woman and she wanted to preach, and because I wouldn't let her preach at my church, she wanted to accuse me of this or she wanted to accuse me of that. And that's the downside, which is why you don't hear anything. That's probably why you don't hear anything, because people don't want. But you have to be, watch this. If God sent you, you don't have to be afraid of nobody. You don't have to be afraid of anybody if God sent you. You just have to make up your mind that, you know what, I'm choosing to do this thing this way. Seriously, you got to just make up your mind, man. But again, it's so much going on. I celebrate again any male or female that has been harassed or abused or had any type of harassment to go on in the church or the workplace. Come forward, man. Please do. Tell something. You know what? It's time out for it. It's been way time out for it for church. I believe there are a lot of broken women. I'll say this probably more than men. There are a lot of broken women in churches right now, or who don't go to church anymore for this specific reason, because they've been because they've had some issues. They've had some issues with some horrible leaders in the past, and because of that, they've left away. They've been left outside, and now they're kind of just withdrawn from the gathering of the church in church, man. So I am Angela. I think I will. I'm gonna have Tanya. If you can, that's something y'all can work out, and maybe Tanya, you can do this. It's a lot of shows we got coming down the pipeline. I still want to do this show on forgiveness. But I do really want to do a show on this. Andrew, absolutely right. Tanya, maybe y'all can work this out. And Angela, I would definitely want to partner with you on this, because we definitely would want to do that and have you in, studio, man, and we can sit down and do this and just shed some light on some of this stuff, man. It's just something that just it can't be allowed to go on. And I know the corporate world is being maybe we could get Gail Rice to come on and talk about it. And Gail Rice and maybe Pastor Marcy Lady Marcy Storrs Wilson can come on and I'll get you three on and we can do that show. I think it would be good. I think it would be a great conversation to have. We'll work on that, man. We'll definitely work on that. So, but look, it's Praise Break Friday. I didn't mean to take y'all off on the deep end like that. Y'all know sometimes I just go with how I feel the conversation needs to flow. But we gonna move forward. It's Praise Break Friday, y'all. It is. It's Praise Break Friday, and we gonna have some fun. We gonna get it in. We gonna do what we do, and we gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we gonna continue the conversation. And we're going to jump into today's conversation, why the church is not for perfect people. Why the church is not for perfect people. We're going to do that, and we're going to have a good time. Come on, y'all. Let's go ahead and have a little praise party for a few minutes. We ain't going to hurt nobody. We're just going to have a little praise party just for a few minutes. Y'all stay blessed. TT, L.O., come on in here.
For a manifestation of something else to have. What you working with? Tap your neighbor and say, what you working with? Because somebody's going to think you crazy in a minute. Now, has God really been that good to you? Has he really been that good to you? One more time, so that you can let the enemy know that you still got the victory. One, two, three, God. Come on and praise him. One more thing he's done. 1, 2, 3, go!
Yes, sir. Had to have that. Just a little praise break. Want to give y'all a chance to get our spirits back up, man. I know we was talking about something a little deep, but, you know, you can still praise God in the process. Come on now. You can still give him some glory in the process. Come on now. Don't y'all get a little weary on me now. Come on. let me see this. Pat Hicks said this. I'm going to answer the question. She asked the question. She says, why do you think people wait so long to tell this stuff? I do believe that something like this would have happened to me. The whole world would have known the minute it happened. You know what, Pat? I guess everybody's situation is it depends on. It's hard to say. I can say it like this because I've never experienced it myself on either end. Let me make sure I'm clear about that. I've never experienced it myself, but from people that I know that have experienced it. A lot of people from what I've read and everything else, they blame themselves. And because they blame themselves, they don't want to appear stupid to other people or naive to other people. So they just don't say anything. The thing happens, whatever it is, whether it's just a pat on the back or a massage or whatever, you know, these little unwelcome massages, these unwelcome hands on the shoulder, these, you know, all of that stuff. And here's the deal. And I'll say this to any young lady right now who may be getting ready to get out into the workforce. The minute you feel a shoulder or a hand on your shoulder, I'm going to say it like this. Whether you like it or not, say no. Let me help you. Whether you like his hand on your shoulder or her hand on your shoulder, say no. Because by you not saying anything is almost like you saying yes. I'm not saying it's your fault, but I'm saying by you not saying anything, when that brother or that sister comes up and puts his hand on your back or the smile, and now y'all ain't slow. Y'all know the difference. See, a hand on the shoulder, you know that's one thing. But a hand in the small of the back while I'm trying to talk to you, that's different. That's a different conversation. No, come on now. Y'all ain't been out the game that long not to know the difference between, you know, innocent hand on the shoulder, an innocent hand on the shoulder versus a hand in the back. It's time that y'all need to stop. And some of y'all, I know some of y'all have been, like I said, been in the workforce for years. Some of y'all have retired from the workforce. But you need to, these things have happened, and we need to claim it. Back to your question, Pat Hicks. I think a lot of it is fear. You got a job, and it's a well-paying job, and you use this job to feed your family. And in most cases, you don't want to be labeled a troublemaker. So you don't say anything when your boss makes a pass at you. You don't say anything when the person who's your immediate supervisor makes a pass at you. And then those in the church, you know, you have people in the church, you know, and he or she may be a prominent pastor, and you feel like, you know, you don't want to hurt the church, so you keep it to yourself. And that's why. And here is the deal: if he did it to you, trust me, he's probably already done it to somebody else or in the process of doing it to someone else. I know we got this article, and I'm going to get to it, but I want to make sure I answer this question. It's hard for someone, and I can't speak for any, and I wish I had a female in the studio with me today, but I don't. But it's hard for a woman to challenge a man in an authoritative position. Because she's thinking about, because here's the deal. Women are thinkers. They think about the outcomes more than men do. And I just say this again. Men are for instant gratification. Women think about down the line consequences. So even though it was an instant gratification moment, that woman is going to think about the consequences down the line. And 9 times out of 10, she does not want to cause harm to the church. So the reason she does not say anything is because but here's the deal. By not saying anything, you are causing more harm to the church. What? Angela, if you are in the queue. Who's in the queue? Hold on. Who's in the... Who is it? Let me see if I can get. I got a caller in the queue. Caller, you are live on TTL Radio. Who this?
This is Felicia.
Hey, Felicia, how are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear. I can hear you fine. Now let's hope you stay clear. Come on.
I know. Patty was asking a question about, you know, and you were answering why people don't say anything. Okay. The only way I can think of it, because it did happen to me in the church when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
It's because of shame.
Wow.
Period. And then,
because of shame.
Right, and it happened, my stepfather was a deacon, and we went to the pastor. And so he was like, don't go to the police, we're just going to send him away. And I was kind of like, he was still there, so I went to the police myself. But they really didn't do anything about it. And a lot of times people don't pay attention to the victim. The focus goes on the victimizer. So it's basically shame. And it takes a long time to deal with sexual abuse. It affects everything.
Wow.
So as far as I can give her from my own experience.
Yeah. And that's good. Thank you so much, Felicia. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right. For chiming in, I'll put you back on so you can finish listening. Okay, thank you though.
Okay.
And push one for me too. Just push one more time so you can get out the queue. But one of the things that I noticed, and I'm so glad. Thank you, Felicia, for sharing that. With us is that you can't. And she talked about people stop focusing on the victim and focusing on the one who's doing the victimizing. The quickest response is put the pastor out or put the preacher out or put him out. But then you're not doing anything for the young lady. Now let's be clear. I'm talking about an example that Felicia gave was her being harassed. I'm not talking about a co-conspirator. Okay, y'all, let's make sure we're clear. She was talking about being harassed. I ain't talking about the pastor is in the pulpit and you winking at him and he winking back at you and all of that. Now, don't get me wrong. That's still wrong, but we're talking about two different types of situations. That's why I made it a point earlier to say if you're in any type of leadership position, you just got to say no. It's never going to work out in your favor. It's never going to work out in your favor. It's never, you're always going to be, if you are the pastor or whatever, the person in leadership, you're always going to get the you should have known better response. That's going to always be what you get. You should have known better. Well, he should have known better. She should have known better. You're rarely going to get it takes very mature people to say, well, they both was grown and knew what they was doing. See, y'all don't want to hear that part. It takes very mature people to say that. Now, in the corporate world, they tell you all the time, don't date your employees. Because, like I said earlier, when it comes time for the promotion or it comes time for discipline, if that person you were dating, I don't care if it was male on female and female on male, I don't care how the circumstance, I don't care who was in leadership, if that person decides that, well, you wrote me up, you didn't write me up because I didn't do my work, you wrote me up because I wouldn't go out with you no more. And the same thing happened, and even if that's not true, if that's the perception, you're in trouble. If that's the perception, you're in trouble. So we gotta do a little bit better. Angela Johnson, if you don't stop. Angela say, don't greet me chest to chest. How about that? Right. And y'all know how some of y'all are in church. And I'm going to tell some of you old school deacons. See, some of y'all deacons, y'all need to look. You better hug your wife at home because I done seen some of y'all hug some of these folk in the church. And y'all hugs, huh? And I go back to Pastor Clarence Storrs' post from yesterday. He said he ain't hugging nobody but his wife and his daughter no more. That's the only people he hugging. And I tell you right now, because there's some folk that hug. I've had it happen to me in the church, the very church I'm in right now. Folk want to hug on you and rub the small of your back while they're hugging on you. So now, if you get a hug at all, I'm not a hugger anyway. That's really not my deal. I'm not a big hugger. Even now when I come in, I'll give you a good example. When I come into church on Fridays, I'll tell y'all a good example. So when I come into church and I ain't running late, everybody's downstairs for our food pantry. So we have, and most of the volunteers for the food pantry are female, right? So I come in, I know all of them, the majority of them are members of my church. I walk in, I hug them, you know, but here's the deal. They get the side hug. They get the one arm with the hip in between. I ain't never giving nobody the full on, hey, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? They get the side hug, hey, how you doing? And it's across the board. Don't nobody get a different hug than the next person. You see what I'm saying? Because, see, people will take that and run with it. Just like, you know, the thing with the senator from Minnesota, Al Franken. You know, they'll take a picture of you with your arm around somebody, and then 10 years later, that person come back and say, well, on this picture right here, you can't see his other hand. Well, his hand was on my butt. See what I'm saying? So I have to agree with Pastor Storrs. Just don't hug nobody. because watch this. People will be out to get you. There are some who are just out to get you, right? But then there are some who you know, they. Now, I'm not talking about people, again, I'm not talking about people who were abused. I'm not talking about people who were truly harassed. I'm not talking about those people. I'm not talking about those people. I am strictly talking about from a. I'm talking about this from a basis of you all just need to be careful. And I'm going to say this to my female pastors and preachers. Y'all need to be careful, too. Because it is some single guys in the church. It's some single guys in the church. And y'all run up and y'all hug on them, too. And they got their nice suit on. And you run up and hugging brother so-and-so. And he smell good and you smell good. And then all of a sudden, y'all trying to smell good together. I'm going to tell y'all right now. If you're in leadership position, you probably ought not want to hug nobody no more. Now, let me say this. Let me ask y'all this question. I know I got some ladies on the line. That's a bunch of y'all in the queue on the phone line, and it's a bunch of y'all on Facebook. Let me ask you, what happens if we just start giving dabs to everybody, fist bumps? Like, what's going on? High five. What's going on? Can I give you the hey? Can we give a Holy Ghost high five in the church? I'm just saying. Can we give a Holy Ghost high five in the church? I just want to know, huh? Can we give a Holy Ghost high five? Can I just, you know, or can I just say hey when I say hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? I mean, think about it. In this day and age, we're safe. And then watch this. If you fist bump some, you got to fist bump them all, because somebody say, he didn't fist bump me. And the reason he didn't fist bump me, he don't speak to me, is because I wouldn't sleep with him. Really? Or I wouldn't sleep with her. Really? That's the level of foolery that we on. That's where we're going to try to stay with this. Y'all need to stop it. Y'all really need to quit it. But again, it is a serious discussion. It is a discussion that requires more discussion to give people opportunity to do that. So it is something that I am going to say now. It's something we're going to commit to here at TTLO, to making sure that you know that we want to give people a voice. We want to give people room. To speak on it. No, I don't expect anybody to come on here and name names. That's not what this is about. And actually, I would probably prefer that you didn't. Now, if it's an issue of a crime that was committed, then I can get you into. I know a whole lot of law enforcement people, and let me say this again: I know a whole lot of law enforcement people. And when I tell you, I say mean a whole lot. I'm talking federal, state, and local. Local, state, and federal. So if it's a crime been committed, you let me know. I will get the information to the right people. That I can tell you. You don't have to come in here and tell nobody on air that Pastor so-and-so did this or did that. I will take your – now watch this now. Be mindful. Be credible. Don't go trying to tear nobody down because he wouldn't go out with you. Now, let me say this. Don't try to tear nobody down because he wouldn't go out with you. I'll take it a step further, Sister so-and-so or Brother so-and-so. If you were sleeping with the preacher or the pastor, and now all of a sudden the preacher or the pastor don't no longer want to be bothered with you, but you were sleeping with the preacher or the pastor voluntarily, you need to just take your hips on somewhere and don't come up trying to tear the preacher or the pastor down. Because let me help you now. Now you don't come and say he harassed you. When you're going to come and tell it, make sure you tell it just like it was. You know, tell it all. Because we're going to be fair about this thing. Pat Hicks, say no fist bumps for you. Well, Pat, I'll still hug you, Pat. We good. We good. We almost like family. I still hug you, but I'm just saying, you know, you got to be careful. Look, I'm talking about hugging dudes too. You know, the men in the church, you know, we'll give each other that, you know, we get that hand and then we pull each other in and put that elbow right there. You probably shouldn't do that no more either. What? I'm just saying. You probably shouldn't do that no more either, because this day and age, man, you never know. You, man, look here. Somebody can misconstrue some stuff, but I'll get back to what I was saying. Don't try to tear somebody down because a relationship or something didn't work out. Now, if you're going to get, you know what I'm saying? That's the part where I think the issues come. Paddock says, all jokes aside, most women are naturally huggers. I know I am. We just have to be careful these days. Like you said, take those self-defense classes and you won't have a problem. Right. Most women are huggers. Most women are huggers, you know. But you got to be careful. It's just like and watch this. Even with little kids, because little kids have a tendency to want to come up and try to hug people. You got to be careful now hugging all those little kids. Because unfortunately, you have a lot of, let me say it like this, you have a lot of ignorant people in the church, and I'll leave it at that. But you got a lot of ignorant people in the church who would just love to just start some mess just because of some mess, and you got to be careful of them too, because they can be messy, messy as hell. My. Look, I know we were supposed to do this article. This is really a good article, Why Church Not for Perfect People. We're definitely going to do it. We won't do it today, but we're definitely going to do it when we have time. And I just want to say that I apologize for not getting to it for those of you who were waiting to hear about the article. But this is something that just kind of things happen. You know what I love about this show? Things happen organically. And because they do, we have to keep talking about it. But again, I just want to say this. Don't allow even if you feel like you were at fault. Even if you feel like you were naive for allowing these things to happen in your life, you don't have to carry those things, man. Release that stuff. Because the person who did those things to you, they're walking around without a care in the world. Although today they might be walking around on eggshells. And that's good for them. Let's pray real quick. Father God, we thank you so much for God for what you've done for us today. God, we ask right now that you would comfort those that have been harassed, comfort those that have been abused, comfort those, God, who have a story to tell, God, but are afraid to tell it. God, we ask that you would give them the strength and the courage to step out, God. Step out, God. Step out, step out, step out. Say something, God. We ask that you would just give them the courage to come out and speak against these things that have happened to them, God, whether they be male or female, God. God, we ask that right now, God, that you would soften the hearts of those leaders in the church who have caused harm to those who sit underneath them, God. We ask that you would soften the hearts of those in the corporate world and in the entertainment industry and even in the sports world who have caused and used their position to garner some sort of authority over someone for favors as such, God. We ask that you would just step right in, God, and do what you do and end these things, God. God, we know that you are a comforter, God. We know that you are a healing, you are a deliverer, God. So we ask right now that you would remove anything that would stop these people, God, from coming and being better and stronger in you. We ask these prayers in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, y'all, look, I am, again, I want to be careful about this. We are going to have this conversation. Tanya's going to work this out with my sister Angela. We're going to do a show on this in the upcoming. And I want to do this. I want to do this as soon as possible because I really want to do this year. To be honest with you, I want to do this year. And the reason I say that, and I want to do this unforgiveness piece this year. I know I said I want to do the unforgiveness piece in February, and I think I mentioned that the other day. My head is all over the place, so y'all just forgive me. But I want to do this piece about the harassment stuff and being silent. I want to do that this year, and I'll tell you why. I don't want anybody to carry this thing into a new year. I don't think anybody should have to carry this into a new year. I believe people have been carrying it long enough, and I don't want anybody, whether I know you or not, under the sound of my voice, to continue to have to try to carry this abuse or harassment on into 2018. You carried it long enough, and you've carried this burden long enough, and it's a burden that you were never intended to carry. Even if you, here's the deal, even if you did it voluntarily, but you tried to stop it and weren't allowed to, you still can speak out. You still can speak out. There's still room for you. And let me say it like this. God still loves you. God, and there's nothing that you've done. There's nothing that you've done that God can't forgive you for, and that God still can't use you in spite of your mistakes. Trust me when I tell you, he can still use you in spite of your mistakes. Don't let circumstances and situations dictate how you proceed. Choose to worship. Choose to forgive. Choose to walk in the destiny that God has for you. Amen, amen. Look, y'all, I got to go. Man, look, Michael Carson, what's going on? He'll comment on the subject. Michael Carson, do me a favor, man. When we get the show scheduled, I'd love to have you chime in from ATL. I'll give you the call-in number, man. You can be a part. We'll do it that way like you did before. Or maybe I can figure out a way to get you in on the Facebook Live portion and broadcast it out that way, man. But I'll definitely keep you in mind. Shoot me an email, Michael Carson. Please inbox me your email address. please inbox me an email address, and I'll make sure we get you to be a part of this, man. It's definitely going to be a good I think it'll be a good show. It'll be a good topic. Look, man, I love y'all. I got to go. Remember, tonight, when Shepherds Worship, tonight, y'all, when Shepherds Worship, let me give y'all the address one more time. When Shepherds Worship, 311, where'd it go? I don't have it. Don't have it. Don't have it. Don't have it. 311 East 95th Street. 311 East 95th Street. The Temple of Glory International Church. That's where we're going to be tonight, y'all, when Shepherds Worship. Y'all come on in. It's going to be a good time. This concert starts at 7:30. I will be there with my brothers, Pastor Frederick Wilson, Pastor Russell Harris, Pastor Daniel Garrett, Denny Tyler. We will all be there. Looking forward to seeing some of my TTLO family in the house. And remember, if y'all got some, look, they got a couple of tickets for us at the door. So y'all let me know what you want to do, and just let me know what you want to do. But I will see y'all. If I don't see y'all tonight, I will see y'all Monday. We'll be back better than ever. And remember, if you got to drive through this special city we call Chicago, please, my brother, my sister, my young ones, keep your head on the swivel. Y'all stay blessed. And I'm going to leave y'all with a praise break. Let me get just a little bit of this. Come on in here, Norman Hutchins, and just take us on home. We got to go, y'all.
That's just what I figured. If you can't get happy about your testimony, nobody else can. But some of you been at death's door. Some of you God paid your bills. Some of you God healed your body. Some of you the Lord changed your mind. Some of you God made a way out of no way. Shake somebody's hand and say, neighbor, he's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all.
We picking up the cross and taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Do it for God the boss. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. We picking up the cross. Some of us in the dark, so we need light. Let's talk about his word to gain insight. Too many of us lost, though we go to church. Following traditions that no longer work. Steady passing them along as if they carry worth. Christ died for our freedom, but we still hurt. Lack of knowledge got us bonded by tradition.